Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Healthy living isn't about striving for perfection. It's about striving for improvement. And Shape Your Future has everything you need to get you there. Maybe that means drinking an extra glass of water every day. Or maybe it means eating simple, balanced meals your whole family actually enjoys. Find everything from free and easy workouts to healthy recipes and tips for better sleep all in one place. Get started now at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Farming is more than a livelihood. It's a legacy. Simplot was founded by a hardworking farmer like you over 90 years ago, and we've been growing America's farms for generations. With local crop advisors grounded in your success, Simplot Grower Solutions is in your fields and by your side. We dig in deep to pinpoint what you need, where you need it, when you need it, even when the forecast is unpredictable. Find your local crop advisor at SimplotGrowerSolutions.com.
Well, at the latest meeting of the Emergency Drought Commission, I had the opportunity to check in with Representative Del Curbs about the new funds that have been allocated to the Drought Commission. After the legislature first allocated $20 million to the Emergency Drought Commission, Curbs said that when that money ran out, there was work to be done to make sure producers who did not yet receive funding had that opportunity.
So, you know, the legislative body noticed and was made aware of the drought, you know, back a year ago. And we were very fortunate at that time to be still in special session and were able to make an avenue to put $20 million over there to the Drought Commission, which they have done an excellent job of trying to get that out through the Conservation District to try to help producers and ag industry to mitigate some of the drought issues. The legislative body did not want to stop there. Out of that, there was some additional applications that were going to be unfunded from the $20 million. So the legislative body added another $17 million to take care of those existing applications that were already in the queue. Then through the budgetary process, we see the importance of it. We know that drought's going to be a continuational thing. So we added in the budget, we put in $20 million additional into that. So over this last legislative cycle, it's been roughly around $57 million that the legislative body has added to help mitigate drought issues through all over the state. And so with that, we want to make sure that the commission is able to understand everything. And it was a three-member commission at the time, and we added two more commissioners. And by doing that, we feel like we're getting a broader and more understanding of what's going on out there and allow that. So to continue working through that process and get that funding out there is the most important thing for us to get that to help these producers in the agriculture industry.
To hear my complete conversation with Chairman Curbs, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor, exceptional drought remains at 0% unchanged for the past few weeks, but we have seen drought creeping in. Extreme drought or worse has worsened just slightly from last week, moving from 1.60% to this week's 1.69%. Severe drought or worse also worse now, moving from last week's 5.35% to this week's 8.28%. Moderate drought or worse has become significantly worse, moving from last week's 12.75% to now 28.14%. Abnormally dry or worse conditions have worsened quite a bit this week, moving from last week's 35.99% to this week's 50.32%. According to the 6 to 10 day outlook map, the left half of the panhandle leaning below a 33 to 40% chance of rain through September the 2nd. Rest of the state, aside from the large majority of northeastern Oklahoma, is leaning below a 40 to 50% chance of rain. Then the northeastern part of the state and surrounding counties are likely below a 50 to 60% chance of rain through September the 2nd. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.